from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. It's raining money in the state capital. The latest projections show California's budget cup running over by $3.2 billion next fiscal year, by $5.6 billion the year after that, $9.6 billion by 2017. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports.
It's the most positive report from the Legislative Analyst's Office in years. Analyst Mac Taylor credits three factors for the extra tax revenue.
We finally have an economic recovery, the best way to grow yourself out of problems. We had Proposition 30, which has provided, obviously, relief in additional revenues.
Plus years of spending cuts during the recession. But Taylor is telling lawmakers not to get too excited about the extra income. The report warns things can always turn south quickly, so the LAO is recommending the legislature use the surplus to build up a rainy day fund and pay down California's debt. The Brown administration agrees with the restrained approach. Spokesman H.D. Palmer points out just 1% of state residents pay 40% of California's income tax revenue.
And for that narrow band of taxpayers, most of their income doesn't come from salaries and wages. It comes from things like capital gains, which are the most volatile and difficult to forecast revenues that we have in California.
So if the market takes another turn, California could quickly be in the red again. Still, if the surplus keeps growing, many Democratic lawmakers will certainly push hard next year to restore money cut from state programs during the recession. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
California's Attorney General is launching an initiative to reduce the state's prison population by reducing the recidivism rate. Flanked by law enforcement officials from all over the state, Kamala Harris made the announcement in L.A. yesterday. KPCC's Rena Palta has the details.
At the moment, about 60 to 67% of people released from prison in California commit a new crime within 3 years. Attorney General Kamala Harris says that's way too many, and it means the system isn't working right. So she's starting a new division within the State Department of Justice dedicated to scientifically evaluating criminal justice practices around the state.
Looking at what is the return on the investment that Californians put into the criminal justice system. And are we getting what we bargain for and what we deserve?
The initiative comes at a time when counties have more and more responsibility for punishing and rehabilitating lower-level offenders. Prison realignment shifted responsibility for such offenders to the county level. When realignment rolled out 2 years ago, the hope was that counties would develop innovative ways of handling such offenders. The problem, Harris said, is no one's been tracking any of that progress, and therefore no one knows what's working.
Why not take advantage of what we can do, look at the issue statewide, and then highlight the best practices that are capable of replication?
Harris said her first task will be creating a way of measuring recidivism rates in each county. She's currently in the process of hiring staff for the new office and says it'll be up and running soon. For the California Report, I'm Rena Palta in Los Angeles.
Nonprofit hospitals enjoy tax-exempt status in exchange for what's called community benefit or charity care. As the Affordable Care Act rolls out and the healthcare landscape changes dramatically, one policy group focused on racial and economic justice suggests these hospitals should take the opportunity to reassess what they do. KQED's Lisa Alaferis explains.
The Greenlining Institute examined IRS forms from 7 large hospital systems across California. In a briefing at the state capitol, the group charged that the bulk of money hospitals spend on community benefit is largely to cover care for underinsured or uninsured patients. Under Obamacare, says Carla Saporta, Greenlining's health policy director, more people will be insured.
This will reduce the cost burden on the hospital, which means that they can start to allocate more dollars towards prevention-based programs to help people not get sick in the first place.
Saporta says those programs include community clinics and efforts to help people quit smoking. The California Hospital Association called the report troubling and pointed to the millions its hospitals already spend on community needs. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Alaferis.
Project Grow Oakland trains young people to become chefs, to build job skills, and to encourage healthy eating habits. Some budding masters of the kitchen are on probation. Others are or were in foster care. That's the case for 19-year-old Kwanzaa Bird, who says the program has definitely changed the way she eats. She explains as part of our ongoing series of first-person health profiles called What's Your Story?
We're making jerk chicken with
coconut milk, ginger rice. When you're in foster care, you really have no control over what you eat. With my partner, when she was in foster care, they ate a lot of fast food every night. Like, the foster mom, she didn't cook. She just bought pizza. She bought Hot Pockets. The food we eat here gives us a different mindset. I wake up feeling different and thinking clearly. Everything that we make is from scratch, which means soup, stocks, salad, dressing, sauces. We're pouring the bean stock and the coconut milk mixture into the rice. I've witnessed people being murdered that are not here anymore, you know, homeless, on drugs, just not in the right path at a very young age. So I really appreciate this program. Like, it's like a God's gift to me, because I really, my passion is cooking, and my goal is to own my own restaurant. I like to see the smiles on people's faces when they try my food, and it gives me a warm feeling to know that I'm making somebody else happy.
Ryder Diaz produced this story. You can listen to it again and hear others online at californiareport.org. Congress is cooking up a comprehensive farm bill, and depending on which way the conference committee votes go, a California law about egg-laying hens could be headed for the fryer. State law will soon require all eggs sold here come from chickens housed in cages big enough for them to spread their wings without touching each other. A rider in the farm bill, now in conference committee to reconcile the House and Senate versions, would bar one state from regulating the commerce of others. The author is a Republican from Iowa, which happens to be the nation's top egg layer. Iowa supplies one-third of California's imported eggs. But the proposal is written so broadly it could affect about 150 agricultural products. California committee members, including Republicans Ed Royce and Jeff Denham, are fighting to kill the language. That's the California Report for Thursday, November 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.